All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scary.
Pestilence, famine, earthquakes in diverse places. Wars and rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. Let not your hearts be troubled. These things must come to pass during this generation. And yes, it shall be enough to drive fear into the hearts of any mortal man. But the end is not yet. And when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not, flee Judea, flee, insert city, and head toward your bunkers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark the Arturian, and I know he's here somewhere. I'm Mark the Arturian, and
oh, and I'm Hollywood Tony P, presidential candidate.
All right.
I think that your phone is acting up. Hold on one second.
Yes, I hear that. That's okay.
Talk.
As long as I'm coming in loud and clear, that's all, you know, anybody really cares about, Tony.
No, you're
okay,
not.
So,
you're garbled.
Oh, it's me. Oh, no.
Cutting out, in and out of thing again.
Okay, so that's me. All right.
Yeah, because I'm using my phone to call in.
The Matrix, the Matrix is attempting to interfere. So I'm going to call in from the other line.
Okay.
And it's really sad because I just charged up this phone. Oh no, I have it on the other one too. Okay, but I don't have to hang up here. Am I still garbly? Because it's going to go in and out based on the satellite up here. Tony?
It's really, really, really garbled.
Yeah.
You are in the Matrix, actually. You're stuck. You're trapped.
That's a given. That's a given. We're stuck in this constructed reality. But that's okay. We chose. Okay, I'm calling in from the other line. Do you see me lighting up there?
Not yet.
All right, I'm good to go.
And Mark is now calling in from the other line. Welcome, everyone, to the greatest. Welcome to the greatest talk show. And apparently Mark can't call in because his number's dropped. But we're talking about the pandemic today. And, of course, I am running for president. You can go to www.hdp2020.com. I have a complete plan for the future of mankind, and I will unveil that plan live here on the Greatest Talk Show in the coming weeks. It's a full caliber plan, most of it having to do with the Glowing Light Initiative, which now seems can be applied to the coronavirus preservation of life initiative that I'm going to be pushing forward. Now, I know that the government themselves is going to be starting to give people cash and money and working on the stimulus, and I, Hollywood Tony P, will be doing the same. And the day I get in office, I will tackle this virus head on. Are you there?
I don't know. I'm still underwater over here on the other line.
You're underwater on this line, too.
All right, why don't, oh boy.
Phone, because I can pick up the headphones and hear.
Okay. Now, when I hang up, does it get, actually, you can't tell what you sound like. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, yes, we're being hacked by the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen.
I can hear myself. I sound good.
I can hear myself.
I have the headphones on and the phone in my hand.
Nope. That one is... Okay. I'm out of electricity, no power, and there's clouds, and there does seem to be a lot of... It's really tough getting a signal. All right, so... I'm still garbly, right?
Not as bad as you were, but not definitely not clear.
All right.
He's going to try to call in again. And as I said, my comprehensive plan will be released online, as well as all the assistance from my vice presidential candidate and his thoughts on the current situation, which is dire, is it? Is it dire straits? Do you like money for nothing? Because that's exactly what we're getting. We're in dire straits, and so we are getting money for nothing. You can write that down, use it if you want, but it's copyrighted by me in the Greatest Talk Show, so please give us credit. Mr. Arcturus.
Yeah, I'm still coming in all gone.
Yes. Did you hear my joke?
Well, fun. It's been real. Obviously,
All right, well, there goes Mark again. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to do a show today, ladies and gentlemen. So a little bit of what's going on in the news. There's rumors that the United States government will be shutting down. There are rumors. I would invest right now heavily into electronical companies such as laptop companies and interactive media empires. Arcturus.
Yes, Arcturus calling in. Obviously, we have some subspace gamma interference on the bridge of the Arcturus here. Goodness gracious, but that's to be expected. We're lucky we have a phone at all until they push the kill switch. Not what we're hearing on television, but what we're telling each other, because they're going to have their stories. And it's us talking to each other, even cross-country, because if oh, you know, the unthinkable happens in New York. They don't want everyone to know about it, so they'll pull the kill switch so we don't talk to each other. Okay, am I garbly but, hearable? Hearable.
Basically, yeah. Partially, yes.
Boy.
I would say 75%.
I see. Well, I'm only at 50%, so. No, that's very disconcerting. Did I hear somebody else called in?
Yeah, he was calling in from the 303 number. He was Mark Yerturian. You know him. He's
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
That guy. Now, what was I saying? The news, there's rumors that the United States government will be shutting down and with more and more people working from home. And, of course, as I said earlier, we are in dire straits because they're giving us money for nothing. And
yeah, right.
The rim shot, I would play it. There.
Right. So you know what that is, don't you, Tony? How
wow.
Do you boil a frog? You put it in warm water and raise it slowly, and he has a bath, right? Am I
frog?
Not here? How you boil a frog? You don't throw it in boiling water. It jumps out and leaves its legs. That's how you get frog's legs. They just come right off when it jumps out of the boil. You put it in warm water. It thinks it's having a bath while you're about to boil the water. So how you boil a human is you say shelter in place and we're not going to shut off your power or your internet because you can't pay the bill. No, in fact, and we're going to suspend all mortgage evictions and foreclosures. And here, have some free money. And what would you like for your last meal? And that's how that game goes.
Last meal, because look, there's no new cases in China. No new cases.
Objection, hearsay.
China.
Objection, hearsay. They've lied about it from the beginning. So you can believe TV numbers if you want, and you can play that point counterpoint. One case yesterday. It was actually more like 59, but and the day before, you know. So those are the official numbers. Tony, that's a script. How about the numbers right here in the U.S.? Those, I believe, a little more. So,
well, and right now, the snow is really going to help this blizzard that we're getting in Colorado for us. I don't know if you're
know
how people out there are getting snow, but
it's going to help. It is going to help you. It's going to freeze the byride so they can thaw out in the spring.
No, they're
going
to suspend it inside. It's not cold enough to freeze the snow. It's all melting, but it's going to keep everybody inside. See, that's the key.
Oh, I see. So you're not talking about virus kill temps. Okay, the virus dies at 133 degrees Fahrenheit, I found out, which is excellent to know. However, you can't get that hot in a human. A sauna. If you got access to a sauna, because they like to nest in the nose, in those nasal cavities, and then in the back of the throat. A sauna, especially if you can put water on the rocks. I don't have one, but I do have a stove, a pot of water that I can get, freeze, which is the relative temperature of steam. And I put in a squeeze of some hydrogen peroxide, maybe a little peppermint oil, just for the smell, plus it cleans out the nose. And I get that boiling, and I breathe it. I breathe. You breathe deep, filling those sinus passages and the hydrogen peroxide as a nebulizer because it kills coronavirus on contact. So they recommend a nebulizer. But a pot of boiling water, a squirt of hydrogen peroxide, and a little peppermint oil, something to make it smell good, clear out the nose, breathe in the mouth and the nose, good five whiffs a couple times a day. That
Mark, listen, it does seem like somebody is having trouble calling in. Then they say that the number is not working, which goes to show the more you know.
Is this on a message?
Well, let's see. Looks like we're getting a call. Caller, you are live. Who's this?
It's the man of the hour.
Ah, the Paranormal 101. I got the point.
Hey, hey, buddy, long time no see here.
Long time, guys. Long time.
So, quite a pickle the world finds itself in.
Quite a conjury there.
A quandary they've conjured. What part of the country do you live in? Or are you on Earth? I forget.
I'm actually calling from Orion South.
Say it again?
Hawaii. Hawaii, Mark. Hawaii.
No kidding. Wow. Okay, well, you guys
smaller. No.
You made the news first over here as far as stuff out of the stores. Can you give us a first-hand report from the islands?
Could you give me 1 second, guys? I need to change my microphone. One.
Yeah, yeah, take
second.
Your time. You can tell him
it's
not him. We're being hacked by the Matrix. I might even try calling in again from the other phone.
No, your phone is better now.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
We've been hacked by the Matrix Paranormal. I mean, I had to call in 6 times and underwater and to be expected,
you know,
I reckon.
I was trying to use the number to no avail. And I tried yesterday as well, and it is not allowing me in.
Wow. So, I don't think that's
acting like
an accident.
It's acting like the number doesn't exist.
Wow. Same number you just dialed, right?
Oh, no. I had to go through the back channels.
Oh.
619-924-0815. You had to go through a back channel. I see that now.
619-924-0815, right?
No.
So why, Mark, why is the question, are we delving too far? See, I just think we're telling people what's going on. You're the gloom and doomer. I say it's going to be all fine and dandy, you know,
eventually.
Hard candy Christmas.
Eventually.
Eventually, sooner than later. But I also say invest in tech companies now, because people are figuring out new and interesting ways of interactive media with people, and that's where I would invest. I would invest in that, and laptops and computers and home computers and servers and anything like that, because that's exactly what's going to be going on. Any home-based
Absolutely,
business, that's,
and
that's
I,
where
and
you
I,
need to go.
And I read that, and I'm sure they're on that. You betcha. Netflix, Europe, has just agreed to lower their streaming quality by 25% to increase bandwidth. I mean, they're running into internet issues. Everybody's using the net. So,
very interesting. So, paranormal, you think they'll start regulating usage due to, like, rolling blackouts and you know... service
of what,
interruptions.
The internet?
Yeah. If too many people
say they're
getting
increasing
down and overloaded.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Paranormal. You can answer the question. I mean, yes, you.
I doubt that.
Yeah, the newspaper says quite the contrary. They're increasing bandwidth, and they won't shut it off during the crisis because they know everyone's at home. They want them to be happy for their last days.
There we go.
It's not
right.
The last days, Mark. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Aside from the obvious, right? We're gonna have in 9 to 10 months the Corona babies, and of course, when they grow up, they become the quarantines, right? And they're good, and they're gonna be a whole generation of them. There's gonna be a whole generation of kids. Now, I was thinking, well, when do you first start? Like, is it the first case of Wuhan and the first baby born after that baby is part of the generation of Corona babies? But that's one thing. We talked yesterday about the effect on the planet, that the less carbon emissions that are going out, the planet will heal itself through this time. We're talking about how, you know, people are going to start working differently, and jobs are going to be different because they're all going to be like this. If people have realized they could just have their food delivered, they don't have to go anywhere. You know, once those prices start going down, and I don't know, it's just going to become very much location based, and we lost the paranormal.
Right. For sure. For sure it is. Food delivered by drone, right?
Yeah, why not? Deliver the food by drone.
Perfect. And then they'll just skip the human and then just have the drones. I mean, you don't have to feed them. So remember yesterday, Tony, I mentioned for the first month and a half, I yell, I bang the pots and pans about that it's coming. You notice my I haven't made any posts lately about how tragic or the numbers, because everybody knows now. It's like climate change and... a lot of the things I put in my films were to get people to see that something's happening. Now I don't have to because everyone knows that there's extreme weather. So now that everybody knows, we shift our focus to solution management mitigation, right?
Management litigation, yeah.
Mitigation. The litigation comes later. But so things like, again, I just mentioned hydrogen peroxide, scientifically proven to kill a coronavirus in under 1 minute at 0.5%. So if you have 3% hydrogen peroxide and you one quarter peroxide and three quarters water in a spray bottle, every time you go to a store, you touch the surfaces, and whoever's doing that crunching,
me.
And whenever you go to a store or touch some surfaces, spray that. I would take hydrogen peroxide solution and water over Purell any day, because it's only the alcohol kills. Okay, so that kills the byproduct. Hydrogen peroxide. Now, of course, it may come down to the only defense we have is our own immune system. And so we want to bolster that with vitamin C, magnesium, the liquid kind, preferably D3, and get some sunshine and fresh air. And, you know, we've all been exposed. Congratulations. They dosed everybody. They made sure it was around the world. Now, let's go conspiracy for a sec, Tony. I think we alluded to this. I flat out said it. At this point, it's the China virus, right? Now, the correct name is apparently now the CCP virus, the Chinese Communist Party virus, to be differentiated from the people of China who were victims also. So I'll go with that. Crud. So now that we know where it came from, right, Tony? Hey, Tony, where'd this virus originate?
Yeah. Wuhan.
Wuhan. Okay, so now let's say it's not spreading fast enough in New York and San Francisco. Well, they got two more vials, and they just unleash them in those cities. And we think it came from Wuhan. So I'm not above thinking they could dose anywhere with it now, and we just think it was the same Wuhan. Could be in the chemtrails for now, for all we know. Right? Once they have a starting point to blame, now they can just release it in any city they want. They could, yes or yes.
Well, they could if they were trying to.
Right. Okay. So,
goal.
For the one person that heard yesterday's call, we were talking, Tony, about you were saying a Pollyanna future that you saw on some acid trip somewhere, and I was using the math of today to calculate the influx on the healthcare system and the inevitability of the armbands based on who needs the most attention and life and death decisions. So both of us at the end called you last night, said, you know, we're looking at different timelines. Tony says, you're looking at a different future. I'm seeing a different future. And I looked at that, of course. I said, where the hell is Tony? He's looking at he's looking at a different future timeline. He's thinking of something else that isn't here. But then I recalculated that, and I want to say it again to you, buddy. It definitely could dovetail into the same timeline and bring up Star Trek, where they don't even use money. Everyone's taken care of. They've learned how to get along, except with the Klingons, but everyone in the Federation. But they also know that Earth had to go through its tribulation.
Yeah.
So since you're from farther up, I'm from closer to here. I remember more of the actual footage of this, you know, 1 year period. But the actual Pollyanna nice part that you mentioned could come later as part of the same timeline. So I conclude we're not looking at different timelines either. And just because I want to lay this down on some tape somewhere, everyone knows that myself and the crew of the Arcturus has been working on timeline corrections for quite a while now, and there was a glitch in the Matrix, and the program had gotten corrupted. So a starship captain here from the future to save a world that doesn't want saving, clearly, from itself, textbook story. So I'm here, and I'm looking around, and I'm finding glitches here, and that one guy, he had to go to jail because he was a randomality factor, and I'm looking around for the glitch, and ladies and gentlemen, Tony, I have found the glitch, and he is the guy speaking right now. It's always right under your eyes. Why am I here? Why am I here? What am I supposed to know here? I'm the glitch. Ha! I'm the random factor.
You're the random factor, and I'm the one that's not supposed to be here.
And so is Tony. Now, usually there's one allowed. But this time we got two random factors, and we're the glitch.
Mark, we're different. We're different because you're an unknown variable, and I am.
And you're an anomaly.
I'm an anomaly. Yeah, I'm an anomaly that's not supposed to be here. Paranormal is back. Paranormal.
Oh, good.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So, what do your supermarket shelves look like over there, Paranormal? I'll start with that.
I couldn't tell you guys.
Okay.
Well, you haven't been to the store? Are you self-quarantined?
Well, as you know, Marco, being a seer, if you get the drift. Being a seer, am I coming in?
Yeah.
Yes, a seer is what I like to call it.
Yeah, being a seer.
I saw it happening, guys. You know? I saw it happening.
What did you see? What did you see happen?
Well, I knew it was coming, so I was about 3-4 days ahead when I went to the grocery store.
Okay, good.
So by the time I went to the grocery store, it was so people weren't onto it yet. They didn't catch on,
right.
You know.
Right.
Like three days later is when it just broke out. So
prior to
that, I already stocked up. I got toilet paper, I got everything. So like for the last 2 weeks, I've already just been living off the supplies.
Right.
But
beautiful story.
I couldn't tell you now. I want to check it out now, though.
Right. I was taking pictures of my little store up here. I went down to the big city twice, got like 20 pounds of coffee and a bunch of stuff so I don't have to go down. We've been out of electricity for 4 days, so all the stuff I neatly stocked in my refrigerator is like gone bad. Great. And I've been banging that gong for about a month and a half. I even tried telling mother of my children, and, they laugh. But you just followed that gut thing. So we're talking about 2 weeks, because it would have been about a week and a half ago the Hawaii shelves are empty story started hitting America about a week and a half, a week ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, yeah.
Actually, correction, I wasn't coming in clear, but I'm always in L.A., guys. I vacate to Hawaii, but I'm always in L.A., L.A. County.
Oh.
Right now.
So you're in L.A. right now?
Yes, but I'm on the outskirts, guys. I'm on the outskirts, so don't get it twisted. Like, I was blessed to move to the outskirts, which is really 20 minutes away from like downtown. But if you guys ever been this way, I live near PV, Palos Verdes.
Oh,
call it PV.
That far out of that way out of town.
Yeah.
So Palos Verdes Estates. Very, very, very nice homes up there. So that's out of town, but it's closer to the water. Like if you had to head for the mountains, you'd have to get to the other side of L.A. or go around it from where you are. Do you have any plans to leave the city?
Well, I'm sort of fine here, but in the near future, I will be.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Week? Are we talking a week, a month?
Oh no, we got lucky enough to get in a very good neighborhood. You know, I'm literally one block away from PCH. You know, living the American dream, right? So I'm not leaving here. You know, I'm going to fight for this. But, like, in a few years, you know, after what happened.
Right, I got you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Head for the hills, guys.
Right. It was earlier. I started with the quote, "When you see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not, flee, Judea, flee, insert city, and head for the bunkers." Actually, it says, "Those who climb in the ground will beg the mountains to fall and cover them." Now, I'm thinking nuclear attack, you know, if they're in the bunkers. It says head for the mountains, actually. Flee the city, head to the mountains. But those who go in their bunkers, I'm thinking radiation or something. They're going to wish they weren't underground and pray for the mountains to fall. If they go in their bunkers and all safe and then they start getting the virus down there, they're all dead. So that could cause somebody
talking about
to wish
the whole thing, the whole idea about this thing being a false flag, a wag the dog that is distracting us. There's really nobody sick. There's really nobody has it. It's not really a thing, but they're just doing it.
They're
to keep everybody inside.
They're manifesting ARDS. They're just being a hypochondriac, and they're thinking themselves into advanced respiratory distress syndrome.
Listen, I didn't even know it was St. Patty's Day yesterday. I didn't know it was the first day of spring today. I didn't even know what day it was, frankly. So if everybody's inside and nobody's outside, what's going on outside? Are people quarantined? Is that because, like, the alien ships are going over those cities and people have to be inside? Because, I don't know.
Okay, so
what's going
on? Well, you've just said you have no idea what day it is, but everything's fine, and all of a sudden this thing is going to magically stop replicating, and there is no flu, and people aren't in the hospitals needing ventilators.
Well, yeah, but that's
I don't know.
What
maybe,
I'm saying. I don't think that's the case.
You said there is no flu.
It's
a false
definitely
flag.
Probable. Because the only information any of us have is not from ourselves. I have no information other than what people have told me or what I've heard or seen or read. Same as you, same as anyone else that I know.
Right.
Right? And you've said it before. There's no way that you can prove that any of this is real.
Anyway. Oh, if you want to go cosmic on it, yeah, this is a simulation. So we're running the virus simulation. This is the one where we see how people do in a pandemic. So basically right now, in the beginning you get the word out, and then you help people so they don't get the flu, and then we're there to manage afterwards those who are left, the Rainbow Warriors. So the first part we've already done. We've already banged the gong. That's our job. Now we're into being the voice people can come to of reason.
Hey, I don't know who this gong character is, but I did not bang him. Sorry.
You didn't bang the gong guy, yeah.
No, I didn't bang gong.
Well, okay,
sorry.
So noted. So, so yes,
paranormal, did that offend you, Stephen? Did that offend you?
I don't.
Why would it?
I don't know. I didn't bang the dog either, okay, so. Right. So if you want to say that if I don't experience it, I'm on the top of a hill. I could be in bottom of a bunker for all I know. I've never seen any of this. They're all just Photoshop. God's Photoshop is sending me pictures of this thing to see how I react to it. I got that. But let's just
even if it is really happening, Mark, and even if people do have it, there is no other reason to not think that it was released so that people – it's a distraction. There's something that they don't want us to see or know what's going on, and they want us at home with our families. They want us not at work. They want us together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, so that when they incite martial law, they know where to find us all. So let's say they do have it, but the distraction, this one doesn't need to be a distraction because the idea is to cull population. Everyone knows there was going to come a day when there'd be too many people and not enough resources, not enough food. We could do it. We have plenty of land if we'd stop growing beef, but they don't want to do
that. It's not going to hurt down the people. All it's going to do is take the, it's going to, old people are going to die and there's going to be so many new babies born. The older population, that's what it is. That's what they want. Like
they want they want younger people. They want the younger people that are make better slaves. They kill off all the old people, unproductive, that use resources, and they also save $1 trillion a year in Social Security payments, and that's just the United States. So either way,
they
win.
And they force millennials, Mark. They force millennials to have children because there was an article that came out that said the young people nowadays aren't having kids because they can't afford it. Now, after a month or two with their significant others in place, there's going to be babies upon babies upon babies. Probably more than double of the elderly that die, I would say. But that's worst case scenario.
Sure.
But I'm looking moving forward. I'm looking at how the world is going to change because people will still be here. It's not this is the super flu. It's not going to kill the entire planet. It's going to, you know, people will die. But as is with life, people will die.
I do have a couple of figures. We just globally, by tomorrow or the next day, we will pass 250,000 infected on the books. And now Italy has surpassed the number sick in China that China had. In the United States, we just passed 10,000 confirmed. Now, we're just using these figures. 10,000 confirmed and 150 dead. This is a 1.5% mortality rate. So even at that low, low rate, we hear the figure that the flu killed 40,000 roughly in the United States. And that's out of 500 million people with the flu, 40,000 died, which turns out we rounded off to a 0.1 or 0.1% of our mortality rate. I just found out today it's actually less. It's 0.095%, so close enough to 0.1%. So already, even at this low 1.5%, 150 for every 10,000.
But that number's going to go down when they start testing the other millions of people.
I'm just using these numbers.
The same cross-section of people.
I'm just using these numbers, so
I know you're using those numbers, but
–
eventually, the numbers, because there are people will probably have it and don't know.
Well,
eventually,
We'll see. You're the guy who doesn't know what day it is. So 1.5%, it's 15, 20 times deadlier than the flu and far more contagious. So
you
stay
can't
at home,
make
rest
that
up,
presumption.
Stay out of
you
way.
Cannot make that presumption without all the facts. You can't take a cross section of the flu people that had 500 million people
in my
tested.
Head, says to me.
Until you have that many people tested for corona,
you didn't even know
just like
the flu mortality rate.
You
at least
can't
I come
compare
with the numbers.
That. You can't compare Italy to America. You're comparing apples to oranges, and you can't do that.
Why? They're people.
How many
you
said it yourself?
Them.
How many people out there have it and don't know it? Well, okay, if they have it and don't know it, how come they're, you know, it's been a while. They should all be dying, right?
Okay.
If they don't have it, they should all be dead right now, right?
All right. You just talked yourself into a corner because all these people have been dying for 2 months due to flu-related illness, and they really had coronavirus but weren't tested, so those aren't even counted in the deaths in the past 2 months over the flu. So, yes, the numbers will change. But until you have numbers that show it's less, it is not proven to be less deadly or even equally. So
the only number that matters is take the number of people who survived, take the number of people who died, and that is your rate right there, the completion.
Good. Well, we'll find out
those people
who
completed the task. Everything else is just speculation. You know, we know how many people died. We know how many people recovered. There's your numbers. Those are the only two that matter. You put them together,
okay.
That's it. Only thing that matters.
You know what recovered. You know what recovered means. It means they
recovered
were let out
that,
of the 10 temporary. I'm going to tell you what recovered means exactly. They were let out of the 10 temporary hospitals that were built. Every single patient was kicked out in China, in Wuhan, of the hospital. And then they were put in another. Is somebody taking a shower?
Really?
Should be. Clean yourself. Wash your ass. Yeah, here's some important news, though. And Mark brought it to everybody's attention yesterday.
Somebody was making a lot of noise. So what recovered means, they let them all out, every single patient out of the 10 temporary hospitals, and then they shoved them into a quarantine center. They let them out. They say they're recovered, but they're still in quarantine. And people, when they let out and go back into quarantine, now they're dying because they test positive after they're let out of the hospital. So that's what recovered means. It's for the books. So we're just going to have to see. I do not know why you insist on arguing with the fact that apparently people are dying from this greater numbers than flu. Or
you
even
cannot say that until you test everybody. Everybody has the flu. Everybody knows the flu. You cannot say that number until you have all the facts. I'm sorry. You can't. Right now, you only know how many people have been tested. And you even said it. There's all these people out there who probably have it and haven't been tested. So when they start dying, then we'll know a lot more.
You take
making
the number of people that you know
like
have
that
it,
is dangerous
and that you know died from
situation.
It, and it's 1.5% in America any way you slice it. So
no, that's if you don't know how many people actually have it. You don't know how many people have actually died from it. Like you said, there might be more because they died of flu symptoms, but you have no idea. So you can't say there's anything. You can't compare it. You can't say one is better than the other because you don't know. There's no comparison with that until you have all the info.
Well, then why do you keep saying, oh, the flu killed 40,000 people, and you take that out of proportion like, oh, Ben, no big deal. Well, look, in 2 months,
that's how it's
going to
be with the corona. That's basically what's going to happen with corona.
Okay.
It's going to be
another
type of flu like that where everybody will have it or everybody will on and off. There are people – they even said in England right now that there's a test to see after people don't have it, they say they're immune to it. After you have corona, you're immune to corona.
That's such horseshit.
All right. Well, that's from Britain.
Yeah, it's a cold. There's no immunity to the cold. There's no herd immunity to the coronavirus. So let's just take
how do you
how
know
many
that? Why do they
died?
Give all those world leaders it? Why do all the world leaders have it? Why? So they could get immunity to it, like you said, for the second time.
All we know so far is in 2 months, 10,000 people around the world have died attributed to coronavirus. 10,000 in 2 months. That's times six. That would be 60,000, even if it stays the same. That's set to at least tie the flu and overtake it of their 40,000.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, but
well,
we
good.
Will
he
never
did,
know.
He didn't
you
jump
can't
at those
say
numbers.
That.
That's good. Good. All right, we'll stick with that. So, safety and mitigation. Paranormal still there?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Good. We're
Stephen,
working
what are
hard
your
on
thoughts?
Our point
yeah,
count.
Why don't you break our deadlock?
Well, we're working on our point counterpoint because it makes good radio.
After doing a thorough analysis, I believe you guys are both right. You guys are both
I can
right.
Elaborate. Please elaborate.
Well, you guys are both coming from
the opposite spectrums. If you meet right in the middle, I believe that's exactly what's taking place.
Concur. It's going to be
somewhere
in the middle.
Between darkness and light, there is a dawn.
And it always looks darkest. It always, my dad taught me that. It always looks darkest right before it gets pitch black.
No, I just said between the darkness and the light is the dawn.
Yeah.
That's what I said. See, I said it more eloquently. I guess we could both be right, but I don't see it as doomy and gloomy, and you don't see it as happy. I guess in the middle we have to meet somewhere where it's going to be all of the above for David, who took out the human race, Goliath.
Right.
In an epic struggle. Who knows? Maybe the Bible was just written by the aliens who were watching humanity, and that was their story about the fall of mankind. Mankind is Goliath, and the virus, which is them, is David. Code name.
Oh.
Well, Hollywood, how about we extend this show? Because this is getting way too good.
Me and Mark talk every day like this. It's not on the radio.
Right. Well, we still have 14 minutes. We can cover a lot of ground. This was recently sent, and since we have some messengers, awesome messengers on the phone, the headline reads, I'll just read one sentence, one paragraph, power graph out of this. 28,000 pastors are training to keep you calm on the way to a FEMA camp. And what this pastor says is, they bring up Romans 13:1. What is not being widely reported? Oh, yeah. Twenty to 100,000 pastors were recruited by FEMA, DHS, as part of the clergy response team, and that their initial primary training was to tell their flock to obey the DHS version of Romans 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but God, ordained of God, etc., etc. And they say they really don't like that. So, Pastor Mansfield attended several briefings. He could barely believe his ears. He learned of the government's plan to enact martial law as well as to implement forced population relocation. Mansfield emphasized that when martial law is enacted, the enforcement would be immediate. In other words, family members would be separated from each other. And part of the training was that the clergy received how to comfort separated family members. That is quite a statement, and I have no reason to disbelieve that.
So, why, they're going to take the sick people from the non-sick people?
Well, under those auspices, see, all they have to do is come with that little thing on the forehead and go, he's infected, take him away. They didn't like your Facebook profile, and you saw the headlines. The tech giants are working with the government, is working with them to get our locations and our maps of our travels. They want our data from our phones.
They already have our data.
The right.
They've been mining it for years. They've been mining the data for years.
Yeah, mining
for
it.
For the correct
but
time
the,
to use
this
it.
Is a, yeah, they want to use our locations. Our
location
information.
Location. It's all about.
So on the inside scoop, I just spoke with a woman up here in my little tiny town who said on the way to Sacramento, she saw at every corner, there's only three roads up here, three squad cars at the bottom of the hill, then one on the way to Pilot Hill, and they're sitting there, El Dorado sheriffs. There's an L.A. sheriff or a highway patrol in the dam, so nobody blows up the dam. That's a thought. But they might be there ready to close down the roads. She also said the police officers are patrolling in pairs, and she didn't mean two in a car. She said two cars. She said, I've never seen it ever before in my life, like six pairs of them. And they're going in tandem with each other. So they're on alert for something that we don't know. But her brother works in satellites, like 5G towers. He had to get federal identification to be out in San Francisco, and especially on a 5G pole. I mean, he might be a terrorist trying to blow it up. So he has to have now this federal document. He's, you know, he's a works for hours, but he has to have this federal document now. Okay.
Have to have your papers to show that you got the vaccination.
Papers?
The vaccine.
Papers, please. Papers?
Papers? I'm sorry, I forgot him at home. Really?
Yeah,
well,
right. Right.
You look peaked.
And
do
I'm
going to
read this. Shoshana sent over a quote from Nostradamus. I'm sorry. A quote from Nostradamus. Okay. Nostradamus wrote in the year 1551, there will be a twin year, 2020. A twin year from which will arise a queen, Corona, who will come from the east, China, and will spread a plague virus in the darkness of night on a country with seven hills, Italy, and will transform the twilight of men into dust and destroy and ruin the world. It will be the end of the world economy as you know it. Wow. That's quite something.
Oh, no, we'll Saddam said right that? Well, this. You know what? No, I'm familiar with all his quatrains, and from where I'm from, he didn't say that. You know why? Because the Nostradamus from where I'm from, that is not the future that he so foresaw. And it's changing, Mark. Remember, because this is those little changes where there's another quatrain that he just happened to write that is happening now.
Right. And 50 big word points for quatrain, by the way.
What?
Called you
all right,
out.
In the final. I'm glad you got stocked up over there.
Well, we're going to be doing this every day, paranormal. So you
can
come
by
tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have a call. People can come in and call in and give reports, and you know, eventually it'll catch on. Some people are saying I can't make it at this hour and this time, but you know, eventually somebody will.
Hey, nobody.
Well,
has
family. We could extend. We could extend it if you want. I mean, it's not that
difficult. No, I
do it.
Tony, I think you'd have to schedule a whole different call, and then we'd have to all call back in on it, is what how that would work in.
Are
so
you sure?
You make
I'm sure we're able to do it.
Okay.
I'm down. I have some secrets, guys.
Hey.
I'm down.
Right. Okay, tomorrow we'll just, Tony, you'll just do it. We'll block the whole 2 hours, and we'll do whatever we... You know, however much. Paranormal, I was going to ask, do you have family maybe that you were trying to explain some of this to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what was their response?
Well, they were taking precaution, you know. They're playing it smart, luckily.
Good.
So
sweet.
Playing it smart. As we should.
Paranormal and your sister not as normal?
Not as normal.
Okay, never mind. All right.
I don't have it. Where is it? It's there.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Conspiracy. Yeah. You guys barely
believe the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not. I think that would count. In other words, when you see monkeys running around the streets of Santa Cruz, then I think that would be – oh, so hang on. That was Thailand. The monkeys are running around the street. In Canada, the deer, everyone's in their homes, so all the animals are coming into town. You've seen some of these shots? It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, we know that as food gets scarcer and scarcer, the animals will get more assertive and come closer to humanity, and then it'll be an all-out food fight. I mean, who gets the food, the humans or the animals? Up here in my little town, I have three cats and a raccoon and now a skunk. who was eating an apple outside of my trailer, just like a kitty cat. And last night, Tony, I saw a cat. And paranormal.
A cat, okay.
But, and I'm looking, I'm saying, that doesn't look like any color cat I know up here that a rider runs around. They all come to me anyways. And then it walked, and it stopped, and it looked right at me. It was with these big, perfect triangle ears. And I said, holy moly, that is a lynx. That is a real mountain cat. And it was just like a baby kitten. But so now I have a menagerie, three cats, a raccoon, a skunk, and a lynx.
That's it. And
Marco
the reason is because, you know, the cats, you know, they're very protected against evil forces.
Right.
And even when they die, their spirit still stays around you, and they're ordered to, you know, that's why you see the cats with wings and the lions with wings and stuff, because those are the angels around you. And that's why they don't understand you a lot of times, because they're animals.
Right.
You have a lot of animals hanging around you. The elephant angel,
right.
Whatever. Not elephant angel, but there's a lot of animals around you because they protect you. It doesn't always have to be human. Right, the human
right.
spirits
right.
are off wandering the universe, unless they're really,
right.
you know, assholes.
Absolutely, a familiar. Now, I have one cat who sits inside here and just has to lie on me. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I don't even know. And then two that keep guard outside. And I have this feeling that if anything came, they would turn into like this huge griffin and eat them. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right, so we got 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, good. Hey, good news. It. Good news. That acid I took when I was 14 kicked in this morning. That's fun.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Got something out of that. Yeah.
Actually,
I thought I had a temperature, so I took the thermometer, and I had a 101.8, and then Danielle, she had a 101.2, and we were like, oh, shit. And then it just turned out the batteries were faulty because it was 98.6.
Oh, you know what? I had a 101.3, and then I realized I was looking at my radio dial.
Steven, you going to come by tomorrow? We'll do it sometime around now-ish.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Do that.
We'll do it for 2 hours, too, because we have a lot to discuss since the last time we've discussed anything, because the universe has changed in many ways, and so has the perception of, you know, the Hollywood. So we'll let you in on all those secrets next time.
And might I say, all is going according to plan. It is, even if I'm banging the gong or mentioning what we're about to witness in front of our very eyes, we know that we make it because we're here and this is the gig. So we obviously make it through this. And I'd have to quote that everything turns out all right in the end. So if everything's not all right, trust me, it's not the end. Except of this call. I'm Mark Derek Turian and
Hollywood Tony P.
And
thank you, Paranormal.
And the place to be.
The place to be. And we'll see you tomorrow, if assuming that we have one, and phone service. And call, if you're listening to this on a replay, call in tomorrow. Look for the announcements. And we really do want to hear what's happening in your part of the woods. Until then, be safe, be well, and let not your hearts be troubled. I'm sure there's something cool on Netflix. I'm Mark Derek-Turian.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.